This verse, Isaiah 40, verse 22, says, it is he, that's a God as a person, he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. This verse paints a gorgeous picture. If you're able to get out of your body and extend up as far as you could into the heaven and look at the whole structure of earth, you will see from this verse that it is truly a house, a place to dwell inside of. And you will have Christ now sitting on top of it in his own special holy place, surrounded by angels and all kinds of other beautiful things, incredible sound, and absolute perfection. But our dwelling place has been poisoned by Satan. And when he did what he did in the beautiful garden, God knew, but he had a plan from the beginning to redeem this place, this dwelling house, this place that God put the human being to be a steward, to be a manager, to multiply, to subdue in a righteous, holy way. Jesus came down as a servant and he did perfect law-keeping, perfect righteousness. He died a bloody death. Like what was done before with the animals, he actually endured. Those animals pointed to a future event, and Jesus fulfilled the demands of the holy law of God. A perfect lamb died to set the earth free from the curse. And Isaiah 40, verse 22, is painting a gorgeous picture of a throne above a terrarium.